We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
One, two, three.
Play action, wide open, Albert O behind the defense to the 40, to the Memphis 30. He will not be caught. 10-5 house. Exactly what Mizzou needed.
Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Pub and Grill. Welcome to Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College. I'm Mike Kelly. Barry Odom is alongside. Glad to have you with us tonight here on the Tiger Network and also here at Cheerleader, our new location, conveniently located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that is right for them. Shelter Insurance was recently ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region three of the last 4 years by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. And by Central Bank, your hometown bank, the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today, www.centralbank.net. Coming up on tonight's show, we'll hear from former Tiger Chase Kaufman. He'll join us on the phone a little bit later on in the program. Bottom of the hour, our players segment, a couple of Missouri juniors, a couple of safeties that starred on the Tiger defense this past weekend. Josh Bledsoe from Houston, Texas, and Tyree Gillespie from Ocala, Florida will join us. Missouri won its fifth consecutive game. Tigers knocked off Ole Miss in the 108th edition of Homecoming at Old Mizzou. Sellout crowd watched Missouri win 38-27. Now the Tigers hit the road to take on the Commodores of Vanderbilt coming up this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Nashville, Tennessee. With that, we say good evening to the head coach of the Tigers. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Mike. Doing well. We've had a really good week and excited to have an opportunity to take the show on the road and kind of continue the things that we've done the last couple of weeks. We've gotten better each week, and now's another chance to go do it.
Five consecutive home games, and when you take the field at Vanderbilt on Saturday, it'll be the first time in 42 days that your team has played on a field not named Faro.
Yeah, it's about time that we get back away from home, and our kids need it. You know, it's the next step in our program. We've played really well at home, and now the opportunity to go do it on the road. And I know that we're going to have a bunch of Mizzou people there, and it's going to be we're going to make it a home field advantage for us, and we got to go play like that.
I know a group of guys that left on Wednesday to go down to play a little golf and then watch the game coming up on Saturday. So five consecutive wins, now 5-1 on the season, 2-0 in the SEC, and for the first time since the last poll of last year, ranked back in the top 25, appearing at number 22 this week.
It's good for kids to get some recognition. The thing you want to do is make sure that you don't listen too much to the noise outside, whether it's positive or negative. you go about your habits the way that they should, and then you go execute on game day. If you do that, everything else will take care of itself.
Really curious, just from a coach's perspective, because you always hear about being in the top 25 matters from a recruiting standpoint, matters from a publicity standpoint, from a promotion standpoint. Have you ever been in the household of a prospective recruit, prospective student athlete, where the mom or dad of the recruit mentioned something about weeks in the top 25?
Only on the final poll. So that's what we're talking about, is make sure that at the end of the year, that we're somewhere within the conversation of being able to have that conversation.
The other conversation we need to have tonight is about your crowd last Saturday. Sellout crowd, first time in 5 years.
Yeah, it's great, and I'm so appreciative of that, and that's what we need for Mizzou to be known for, that each week that we play at home, that the thing sold out, it becomes a home field advantage for us, and I know our kids were excited to play in front of them.
Seven consecutive wins now at Faurot Field in Columbia. Okay, so let's break down the game a little bit. Obviously tied early. I want to go back to obviously the biggest momentum shift of the game, which took place right before the end of the first half. Fourth and goal from inside the one, and your defense comes up with an amazing stop.
You know, really, there's so many plays within the game that determine the outcome, obviously, and you don't know when that's going to come about, but that stand for us was so huge on a number of levels. You know, the way that our guys played, they played together. It took all 11 to get it done, and it took four downs to get it done. And then really the third down stop was so huge, because there was a little bit of space there. We made the play. And then, you know, three guys on fourth down making the stop and pushing him backward when they had just a little bit of room, they had a little bit of movement up front. Three guys converted to it. That was a huge game-changing play in the outcome of the final score.
Trey Williams came in from one side, Bolton and Wilkins at the goal line, and just were able to hold the running back and not allow Snoop Connor to get into the end zone.
Yeah, it was big. And Snoop's a good running back. You know, he's got a lot of power, and I've seen him in weeks previously in that same situation find a way to get in the end zone. So that was a big stop for us.
As you know, momentum plays a great deal. It plays a great role throughout the course of a football game. Your offense used the momentum from the end of the first half and came out in the second half and scored in your first three possessions of the second half.
That's so big. You know, we won the toss. We deferred. We wanted the ball in the second half. And I thought the way that they responded, the way that we converted on third downs in those three possessions was obviously big. We had playmakers step up and make plays, and that's always going to have to be the case for us. And then we were able to run the ball. And those three things together really ended up providing the opportunity for us to have whatever we had, 560 yards of offense or whatever it was, and a really efficient day offensively.
How difficult was it to defend their two-quarterback system, particularly when they were changing quarterbacks basically in the second half, almost after every play?
It kept us, you know, on an opportunity when we had to make some changes in play calls within who was in, because the way that the game was playing out. They've got a lot of young skill on the roster, and both of the quarterbacks played well the other night. For us, defensively, we knew when number 10 was in the game, you know, we knew he was a fast, explosive athlete going into the game. I've got a lot of respect for him, even more coming out of the game because of his speed and the level that he played at.
Well, he's a tailback in a quarterback's body. I mean, you know, and he runs with kind of a reckless abandon. The chunk yardage that he was getting on some of those plays, diagnose it. What were some of the things that were taking place?
Well, number one, he's a really good athlete and maybe the fastest player that we see or have seen, I know, up to this point. They had some good play design, good schematic, you know, using the skill set of their players, but also, you know, we had a missed tackle on one of them. You know, the other two, we were in position and he outran us. So I don't know how to fix that other than continue to work on it and make sure that call-wise we get another hat to the ball.
You know, the good news is, because of scheduling in this league, you're not going to see him the rest of his career unless it's in the championship game.
I called Matt Luke on Sunday. We talked about a couple things, and that was one of the things that came up. So I'm glad we don't see them for a while.
Hey, here's a note about your offense that most people might not know. 11 consecutive games now of scoring 31 or more points. It's the second longest streak in the country behind Oklahoma that scored at least 31 or more in 16 consecutive games.
You know, that's great. It means that Derek Dooley and the offensive staff and the offensive guys on that side of the ball, plus defensively, we've scored some points for them defensively. You look at the job that they've done now over 11 games, scoring 31-plus points. you know, our goal going into the game is make sure that we score one more than the opponent, whatever that is. If it's 3-2, awesome. If it's 35-37, whatever it is, we want to score one more than the other guys.
Coming up in just a couple of segments, we'll visit with Chase Kaufman, the former Tiger great, who, by the way, won the Mackey Award, you might remember, back in 2008, given to the best tight end in the country each and every year. Bottom of the hour in our players segment, we'll visit with Josh Bledsoe and also Tyreek Gillespie. We're going to take a break. More with Coach Odom as Tiger Talk continues from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just okay is not okay, whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network. AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. And the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Cheerleader Pub and Grill is your home for all things SEC and the new host location for Tiger Talk with Coach Odom. Join us live at 6 p.m. every Thursday evening at Cheerleader Pub and Grill as Mike Kelly sits down with Coach Odom to talk all things Mizzou football, including player interviews, game recaps, and previews of the upcoming opponent. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader Pub and Grill is the place to be for Tiger Talk each week, where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub and Grill, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Whether you compete on the field or in the field, it takes the best to be a champion. That's why so many farmers looking to maximize profitability plant DeKalb and Asgrow brand corn and soybeans, featuring exclusive genetics and whole farm solutions to champion consistent yield potential. No matter what the season brings, be a champion of yield. Visit your local MFA today. Performance may vary. Always read and follow IRM, where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Take the field with a winning lineup. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment you need to have a championship season. For a limited time, get 0% financing on top-performing new Case IH equipment. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/tigers. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Next segment, we'll visit with the former Tiger, Chase Kaufman. Bottom of the hour, players segment with Josh Bledsoe and Tyreek Gillespie. Make sure you join us next Thursday night at 6 for Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance, with Coach Odom from our new location, Cheerleader Pub and Grill, located at the intersection of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63. Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2019 season, Missouri Credit Union will donate $300 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Mizzou Athletics would also like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Coach Odom is alongside a number of individual performances we want to talk about. Let's begin with Jonathan Johnson. Rather inauspicious start for the senior from Memphis, Tennessee, as he wasn't able to field a punt cleanly, resulted in a fumble recovery and a short field. Ole Miss punches it in and goes up by the score of 7-0, but he atoned for that. Finishes the game with 8 receptions for 110 yards.
He had a big time game, and you know, the error on the punt return, you know, he he understood what he did fundamentally wrong, but then he played so well. And to me, that's a sign of a number of things. But one of them at the top of the list is the mental toughness it came and showed to come back from that. And, we're going to need him to make tough catches and run after catch as we get down in the stretch here. And he practices so extremely hard, and it showed up the other day on the way he played, and proud of the effort that he gave us. And he continues to climb in the record book, so to speak, but also, the way and the habits that he shows up, that it's leading our team.
You have talked about his development since he arrived. Mental toughness, maturity are two areas that I think you'd focus on, correct?
Absolutely. And, he's come a long way, and such a great kid that cares about being a Mizzou Tiger. And then the things that he's done on the field, we can count on him making a tough catch. We can count on him getting a first down. And we can use him in so many different ways. If we get a one-on-one matchup, he finds a way to get open. And so grateful and thankful that he's got a chance to continue to make plays for us, because he's a heck of a player.
Passes T.J. Moe, Will Franklin, and Victor Bailey. He's now seventh on the all-time career reception list. So a nice night for Jonathan Johnson. You said before the game, and you said on this program a week ago, you got to be able to run the football against Ole Miss. You did, 233 yards, led by Larry Rountree at 126 and two TDs.
It's so important for us offensively, and then, looking grand scheme and scope of our team, we've got to be able to run the ball, and that doesn't change this week. If we can run the ball really in the three tailbacks that we're playing, we've got an opportunity to be really good. But we can't just be a one-dimensional team, and I thought our offensive line did a great job, and our runners did a great job on taking that last week and really establishing the run and doing it when we needed it. There were so many third and short, a couple fourth down and short, we found ways to go get the first down, and that's huge for us to maintain the possession of the ball.
You have watched this young man in practice have success over the course of the last few years, and I'm talking about Dawson Downing. But when he broke free and got second level and into the secondary on the 54-yard touchdown run, which he finished off with an unbelievable individual effort, from the head coach's perspective on the sideline, what's going through your mind?
I'm so proud of him. He is what our program is to toughness and grit and the ability to stay with it, and when your number's called, to make sure that you rise to the occasion and you make the most of the opportunity, and he sure did that.
He sure did, and finishes with 70 yards rushing in the game, his first touchdown of the season. Kelly throws for 329.
It was a kind of a quiet 329.
It really was, wasn't it? Yeah.
And played really well. Made great decisions. One on the interception obviously wasn't, but made great decisions when it wasn't there, scrambled a little bit, made something happen, threw the ball away a couple times, distributed the ball. That's one thing that we've got going right now. We've got a lot of playmakers, and he's done a good job on spreading the ball out and taking what's there and not being too anxious. He's been patient with letting the play develop. So he's gotten better each week. It's exciting.
Did you see any signs of lingering aspects of the injury from the Troy game?
Amazingly enough, zero.
Right. Yeah, no, nor did I. Offensive line, obviously protecting him, only allowed one sack in the game. So as you watch your team from an offensive standpoint, those that pay close attention, last couple of games, Trevor Sims has started at left guard, Case Cook at right guard. Trey had started 30 consecutive games at right. Now he's over at left. Just kind of talk about philosophically that approach.
It's so important for both of those guys to be able to play both sides. And right now that's the best fit for us. It's the best fit as the way we communicate and play together. And all five of those guys have got to be tied in on a string together and function together and communicate together. And right now that's the best fit for us. They've done a heck of a job.
From a defensive standpoint, Nick Bolton with 10 tackles in the game. I also want to talk about Cameron Wilkins, that made his first collegiate start in place, of course, your captain, Cale Garrett. What did you think of the job of Cam Wilkins in the game?
Yeah, number one, Nick did a great job on communicating.
Yeah.
And we needed that. And, he knows that the responsibility he has now at that position on to play well and to communicate and help us up front, the front seven. It's so important on being able to play good defense to have that spot playing really well. And then Cam stepped in and did a good job. It wasn't perfect. He'll play a lot better this week than he did last week, but he understands the importance and the things that we need out of that spot. Jamal Brooks played some meaningful snaps and did a nice job as well. We'll do that by committee, and both of those guys filled in and did a great job. But also, the 10 guys around them, they up their game, and that's what it's going to take.
Neat to see Jatorian Hansford also have an impact and recover a fumble in that game.
You know, he's been, I guess, in the statistical category a little bit quiet so far, but he's gotten better each week. And, you know, that's the things you want to see on young guys, continue to improve. Don't make the same mistake twice. He's down the stretch here, he's going to become an impact player for us.
Barry Odom, I'm Mike Kelly. We're at Cheerleader Pub and Grill. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. We're going to take a break. Chase Kaufman will join us on the phone coming up during our next segment on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tiger Talk from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance. On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The Three Stripes Club. Student Athlete of the Week from the men's golf team, Rory Francesen. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. This guy left Mizzou after the 2008 season. In 2009, he was third-round draft choice of the Cincinnati Bengals. In 08, he capped his career not only by being named an All-American, but also by winning the John Mackey Award, given out each year to the nation's best tight end. A native of Peculiar, Missouri. We bring into the conversation our friend Chase Kaufman. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being on. A little different role for you these days, Dad.
Oh yeah, we just had our third baby in June, so it's a wild house, but all blessings.
Yeah, third baby in June, but also brought third baby to the 108th edition of the homecoming game, didn't you?
Yes, that was my it was an awesome evening, awesome day actually. I got to come in early and judge a little bit of the parade in the morning, and that was my first time being on campus or really even around any of the homecoming events outside of football. So it was a great experience for myself and my family to be a part of.
Hey, Chase, when you think back to your Missouri career, just what are some of the things that stand out for you, some of the fond memories that you have of having played football here in Columbia?
Well, you know, obviously we had a great group of guys there, coaches, players, staff, all over the part, and really kind of a uphill part of Mizzou football, which was a lot of fun to be a part of for all of us. But the biggest thing I always tell people is the selflessness that all the guys, everybody throughout the program and staff had there was probably second to none.
Plus, I think of the number of playmakers that you had on the offensive side of the football and the ability to balance and keep everybody happy. Guys like yourself, guys like Jeremy Macklin, T. Rucker, obviously Chase Daniel distributing the football to a number of different people. You guys had a lot of talent offensively, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. NFL talent across the board. And like you said, you know, being able to distribute the ball enough to make or to keep guys happy, kind of going back to what I just said, but even if guys didn't get the ball, they were still happy because as a team we were doing well and guys took pride in, you know, even if they didn't get the ball, whether it was, you know, blocking or encouraging the guys that were making the plays, you know, we were all out there having a fun time and not as worried about getting the ball or being the guy. And that's what made it so much fun.
I know you still communicate with Chase Daniel quite a bit and quite often, and I would imagine you're quite proud of what he's doing right now with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, heck yeah. He's obviously trying to be the starter everywhere he goes, and I actually talked to him a little bit about that this offseason, and, you know, he wants to be the man and be the starting quarterback, be named the starter and not just a backup. And I was telling him, man, like, that's what keeps you in position. That's what keeps you with the drive, the work ethic, all the things that are keeping him where he's at. And I still believe he will get the chance. He's a very smart guy and taking care of his body and obviously mentally and physically doing what he's supposed to be doing. And, you know, as a backup, a guy that's in his place, he's doing all the right things. He's preparing himself and preparing everybody around him for the opportunities that you may never get.
Chase, what did you learn about the game of football when you left Missouri and had a chance to be in the National Football League for about seven seasons? Obviously, it's a learning process. Every place that you go, different coordinators, different offenses, different personnel groupings. For you, what was the thing that you took away from the time you spent in the National Football League?
Well, I mean, it's so much more of a business when you get to the NFL than in college. There's a whole different dynamic just as far as throughout the team. You know, you got guys that are potentially 10 to 15 years older than you with families, and you're coming into the NFL as a single guy or, you know, maybe close to getting married or something like that. But the team dynamic with most teams isn't there, and I think you see that the teams that get it and are able to have that dynamic are the teams that are good year in and year out, and obviously the management. But this is probably the biggest thing that I took away is my fourth year when I was in Atlanta. I was on the practice squad and playing well in practice, doing everything I was supposed to do, and coaches were just saying, hey, you know, keep doing your thing, keep doing a good job, you're going to get your opportunity. And there was a game, I think against the Saints, that in New Orleans that the team traveled to. I didn't travel that week because I was on the practice squad, and one of the tight ends in front of me got hurt. And I just remember sitting at home thinking, like, oh, yes, like, you know, they're going to get home, I'm going to talk to whoever, coach, GM, and they're going to pull me up. And later that night, I got a call, two calls from guys that I'd played with previously. And they both said, hey, you know, hit me up, come up to the facility, we're coming in for workouts tomorrow. And I was just thinking to myself, like, what the heck, are you serious? Like, this was supposed to be my chance. Everybody around the facility is telling me. And at that moment, my wife and I were laying in bed and just praying to God, like, Lord, if it's your will for me to stay on the practice squad, so be it. I'm going to keep working hard and keep trying to do the things that are still that God put in my heart to do. And ended up getting pulled up on the 53-man roster. But that was kind of the moment that I felt like I had given everything to God as far as, you know, it's not in my control. I'm going to do the things that I can control, but there's so much out of my control that, you know, I'm going to trust God that he is going to put me wherever he is.
Chase, you had a number of different role models growing up, none bigger than your father, Paul, who played in the NFL, obviously, for a number of seasons. But I want to go back to your younger days, and a great story exists about you learning the game of football, your father being your coach. It's a little league practice, and you had a hard time hanging on to the ball. What did he do to you?
I feel like I always had pretty good hands. I don't know about hanging on to the ball. Maybe there are some fumbling issues, but, yeah, just continuing to encourage me that, hey, if it's something that you love, you know, we're going to get out and work at it. If you want me to push you at it, we're going to do it. And I always wanted to be one of the best, great at what I was doing. And so he did take that upon himself and said, hey, you know, like, get up off the couch, get outside, let's work out, let's do something, let's practice on watching the ball in and tucking it away every time. Make sure that you don't take off running before you haven't tucked it away. And that's you know, something that I just grew up with. Luckily, like you said, with my father having played the sport and, you know, two loving parents that encouraged me and loved me through the ups and the downs.
Hey, Chase, Coach Odom, thanks for being on tonight and joining us. We got so much respect for you as not only a player here at Mizzou, but the kind of man you are, and thanks for all that you've continued to provide support for not only our team, but myself. But if you will, speak on just a couple minutes about the way that you practice, just your habits. I mean, the thing that really I thought set you apart, not only were you an All-American in the way that you played on Saturday, but I mean, you were one of the best practice players, the way that you prepared and your habits. I mean, kind of where did that come from?
You know, going back to the parents thing, I've been so blessed to have two parents that have loved me, to push me, instilled the values, the character, the integrity, the work ethic, all those things that, you know, some people just aren't, you know, are surrounded by. But the practice thing, that's something that my parents would tell me all the time, you know, do everything as if you're doing it for the Lord. And obviously football was something that I loved. That was something that was very important to me. And in high school, when I was starting to do well and get a little bit of recognition here and there, and, you know, probably getting a little bit of a big head, my dad said, you know, like, if you think you're the best person on your team, you know, that's not the goal you're looking for. You got to be better than everybody in the city. And then, you know, if you want to look that far, you can't just be better than everybody in the city. If you're trying to compete with kids getting scholarships to Mizzou or, you know, these other Division I schools, you got to be the best in the country. So that's something that he always made sure that, you know, even if you're beating people in practice, even if you're beating people at in your conference or district or whatever it was in high school, then in college, then in, you know, practice in the NFL, even if you're think that you're ahead, you know, you're probably capable of so much more. And again, going back to the guys that were at Mizzou when I was there, the coaching staff, everything all around that program, we had guys that pushed each other, that wanted to win, whether it was just a little drill in practice or whether it was on game day. And that helped us all push each other to be obviously a great team. And, you know, that I see that continuing to come back. And one of those things that really made it special was the family atmosphere that I, you know, thanks to you and a lot of people down there at Mizzou have let me, you know, come and see the program, watch practice a few times and be around a little bit. But just being able to see that family atmosphere and, you know, whether guys are up or down, still loving them, picking them up when they're down, encouraging them when they are doing good. And I think that really helps you say, like, you know what, like, I do care about these guys. I am going to give my best during practice. I am going to give my best during the game because they're counting on me. And I care that they count on me.
Hey, Chase, you made so many plays during the course of your Missouri career that were memorable for Mizzou fans. I want to close with this. I mean, the number of players on your way to the end zone that you have hurdled throughout the course of your time at Missouri. One play that will always stick out, though, is you putting Ryan Walters on a poster with a one-handed catch in the back of the end zone against Colorado.
Yeah, I always had some pretty good games against Colorado, and those were some of my best highlight catches. I didn't realize until after, actually a few years ago, until Ryan got to Mizzou that was him. But you know, I'm obviously thrilled to have him at Mizzou and part of the coaching staff. It seems like he's doing a great job and a great man.
Yeah, Chase, he's doing a great job. I'm going to, you know, we're within 48 hours of preparation, so I'm going to be all positive with my coaching staff. So let's get away from the poster talk real quick.
We're done with it. Hey, Chase, we're done with you. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Chase.
Former All-American tight end, Mackey Award winner Chase Kaufman with us. When we return, safeties Josh Bledsoe and Tyree Gillespie in our player segment up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The operating engineers of St. Louis Local 513 and Kansas City Local 101 build a better Missouri through the highest quality, productive, best trained, and safest heavy equipment operators. From excavating the ground to setting the final piece, we build the roads, bridges, schools, hospitals, buildings, and power plants that drive our economy and keep Missouri competitive. Learn more at IUOE513.org and IUOElocal101.org.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Tiger fans, do you like to gamble? Well, gambling's exactly what you're doing if you have your home or business electrical installation done by a contractor who's not qualified, trained, and insured. Don't take the chance. Be safe. Be certain. Use only IBEW contractors to do your electrical work. The stakes are just too high for anything else. You can depend on your hometown IBEW and IBEW contractors.
In Missouri, one in six individuals faces hunger on a regular basis. Because of its affiliation with Feeding America, the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri is able to secure $525 worth of groceries for every $25 donation. Join the Missouri Tigers and tackle hunger in Central and Northeast Missouri during Score Against Hunger, presented by MPIX. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more. The Food Bank is proud to be the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Tiger Talk from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance. Be sure to arrive early for every Mizzou home game for Tiger Town at the Tailgate Concert Series, presented by Say Insurance, located on McDeaver Memorial Drive, just outside of Memorial Stadium. Free and open to the public, Tiger Town, the pregame hangout for fans of all ages. A partner with the Tigers in the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign, presented by MPIX. Time now for our players segment. Please welcome a junior safety from Houston, Texas, Mr. Josh Bledsoe, ladies and gentlemen. And a junior safety from Ocala, Florida, Mr. Tyree Gillespie. Guys, great to see both of you. Thanks for taking time tonight to be with us. Let's go back over the last 5 weeks, Josh, and just kind of begin with a broad brush. What are some of the things you think your team has done well in putting together this five-game winning streak?
We're playing with confidence, and we're out there on the field, and we're communicating a lot better as well. So that plays a key role with the success we're having on defense.
How about for you, Tyree?
I would agree with my teammate. We're playing consistency, and we're just playing confident out there.
What'd you think of the crowd this past weekend? First sellout since you guys have been here at Missouri. What did it feel like on homecoming to have a sellout at Faurot Field?
It felt good. Like it felt the atmosphere was there was like just amazing, just to play in front of all the guys.
And, of course, from a defensive standpoint, you guys were able to go out and get the job done, get a win against Ole Miss. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of glad you don't have to see their quarterback for the rest of your careers, you know, because of the scheduling. The kid was really dynamite. When you have a guy like that, that's electric with his feet, and they're changing quarterbacks basically almost every play in the second half. Josh, how difficult is that for a defense to get settled in a little bit?
Well, really, you just have to just, when you're out there, just play calm and just know, like, which quarterback is in there and know what his capabilities are and know what his strengths are. So, and then just play your role according to whatever quarterback's in there.
Josh Bledsoe with 7 tackles in the game, and Tyree Gillespie had 9 tackles in the game against Ole Miss. All right, so let's talk about work week a little bit. You guys obviously play on the defensive side of the football. Coach Walters, as we talked about in the last segment, is the defensive coordinator. Take us through a typical work week for the Mizzou defense, you know, as you get set to prepare for each and every game. Josh, begin with you.
Well, you're talking about like starting off from
yeah, starting off, game's over, you flush it. Sunday you come out, take us through the week.
Okay, so we watch film on Sunday, and then we get that out the way, and then we kind of dive into the next opponent that same day as well. And then we're off on Monday. That's more of an academic day for us. And then Tuesday, we have a all-out practice on Tuesday where we get real, real tired, and we practice really hard. And then Wednesday, so it's back door, it's another hard, really hard practice. And then Thursday is like a run-through kind of, you know, make sure we have all our keys, right, alignments and everything. It's kind of a mind practice for us, not really physical like that. We're not wearing pads on Thursday. And then Friday, we watch film at the hotel. We at the hotel, we watch film. And we just go over everything and make sure everybody know what they're doing. Going into the next day.
But. Tyree, you've got the segments of practice and film study that takes place during the course of the week that's built into the schedule. But for the two of you guys to be ready and to be on point, how much extra study do you have to put in each and every week?
You always have to put in extra study. Me and Bled always get together while we're in hotels, you know what I'm saying, just go through the keys and stuff of what we're doing, make sure that we're communicating and, you know what I'm saying, just have a good time out there and have fun.
You're native of Ocala, Florida. So why the University of Missouri? What was it about this program that attracted Tyree Gillespie?
I would say just the family ship that I felt in the locker room as I walked through and stuff like that. And the head coach, Coach Odom, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy. He's passionate about the game. And after the season, after the games and all that, he wants to make you a better man.
Was there an adjustment for you in terms of getting used to mid-Missouri weathers?
Yes, it was a big adjustment. I'm still adjusting.
How about for you? Josh is a Houston guy. Missouri's always had a lot of success recruiting down in the state of Texas. When did you first become aware of the program, and what was it about this program that made you want to select it for your future?
Oh, well, I was offered by Dwayne Cross when he was there. He kind of, like, introduced me to the school. And I just kind of fell in love. I fell in love with the relationship that the coaches I had with the coach, like Coach Walters, me and him was always talking. And me and Coach Cross was talking as well. And we just had a good relationship, and I liked it. And I just felt like family. I felt home.
What's the biggest adjustment that a young guy coming out of high school has to make to playing football in the Southeastern Conference? You know, is it the talent that surrounds you on the field? Is it the workload that you face trying to balance academics and football at the same time? What are some of the hardest things from an adjustment standpoint, Tyree?
I would say your time-wise, I would say you need that a lot. And that's going to take a lot that in college, playing a college sport, and you also have academics at the same time.
How did you learn to make that balance in your schedule, Josh?
Well, just playing football for the university, it just gets you ready for whatever you have. Like time management wise, you'll be ready for anything because we're always on a schedule on the daily. So academic just kind of falls in line with it.
I've always thought this is the greatest team sport that there is in sport, the game of football, because you're relying on 10 other guys on both sides of the football, are obviously during special teams as well. What are some of the things, some of the lessons you've learned from playing the game of football, Tyree?
There's never an I in team, and when you're out there on the field, you have to do your job and trust the other guy behind you that he's going to be right there.
Josh, how about for you?
Yeah, I agree with him. It's a team sport. You have to rely on your brother because y'all need each other to be able to be successful out there. So, yeah.
Have you selected a major yet?
Yeah, I'm a sports management major.
Long term, as we all know, God gives us this finite amount of time that you get to play this game. Long term, what would you like to do?
I would like to go into coaching, really. especially for college, because I mean they get a lot of money. So,
did you have coaches, and obviously you both did, that were influential in your life that maybe you still stay in contact with?
Yeah, definitely. Like my little league coaches, Coach Lou, Coach Harris, those type of coaches. They always hit me up from time to time. And just, so yeah, I have a good relationship with them as well, though. Yeah.
Tyree, for you, have you selected a major?
Yes, sir. Educational studies.
Educational studies. Again, long term, when the game's over, what is it you'd like to be doing?
I want to be a coach also.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's great. It's interesting, too, because, you know, some folks come and have different things that influence their lives and different things that they want to do, but the fact that you want to give back to others is admirable on the part of both of you. People that influence your life along the way. Just those that, because it takes a lot of people to get you in the position that you're in today. So who are some of those people that have had influence?
My mom, my dad, my grandparents, and my head coach of high school.
Yeah. And obviously for you, family comes into play too, that they've been important, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My dad, my mom, and my older brother, yeah.
So the day belongs to both of you. There's nothing on the schedule. Josh Bledsoe, if you have a day where you don't have football, you don't have class, it belongs to you. And by the way, people have asked, well, I'm in Columbia, I'm in my hometown. You're in Columbia. How are you going to spend the day?
Man, I probably wake up in the morning, brush my teeth, look in the mirror for a couple of seconds, and then, I don't know, probably go see a movie or something, and then come back to the house and just relax. Just enjoy my day out.
All right, so he's going to get up. He's going to brush his teeth. He's going to smile at himself in the mirror is what I took away from that, you know, right? And then, but he didn't say anything about making his bed.
Yeah.
Did he forget that part?
He kind of forgot that.
How about for you, Tyree?
Well,
day belongs to you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to wake up, make my bed, brush my teeth, look at myself in the mirror, probably go make some food or something, go get something to eat. I have a dog, so I'm just going to, you know, go walk my dog in the morning time. And then I'm going to hit my boy Bledsoe up and ask him what he's doing.
What kind of dog?
A Cane Corso.
Okay. Just curious, some of the things that you found about being in Columbia, Missouri, and being a part of the program, and also interacting with students on campus. Take me through what that has been like for you and you know, if you will, just some of the unique things about Mizzou that you found since you've been here.
It's a wonderful experience. Something I found out about Mizzou is it gets really cold, really, really cold. And it's good people around everywhere. I actually had a guy at Walmart call my name out, and he didn't even know me. He was just a fan of me. So, you know what I'm saying, I signed an autograph, you know, just said hello and stuff like that, took pictures.
How have you found this community since you've been in town?
Very loving and caring. They actually care about us a lot, whether your people believe it or not. And yeah, they're real friendly, and just like family out here, like I said. It's like a home.
So we haven't had a chance since you've been here to play Texas A&M, which is the closest SEC school to your hometown. Last year, though, what happened when the Tigers went down to Florida for homecoming in Gatorland, close to your hometown of Ocala, Florida?
Well, it was a good experience playing back in my hometown. That's actually 30 minutes away from where I stayed at with my mother. And it was a bright experience. I was just amazed by everything and everything that happened.
How many friends did you have at that game?
A lot. A lot.
So right now your team is in the midst of a 5-game winning streak.
Yes.
You go on the road for the first time in 6 weeks as you take on Vanderbilt. How, as leaders of this team, do you make sure that your football team is locked in for 60 minutes on Saturday?
Well, we just know, like, when game day come, like, we know ain't no plan. Like, we're about to go into a fight, basically. That's what it is. And we just know, like, when it's time to suit up, we don't play. We're locked in and make sure everybody is locked in and we're ready to go. No plan.
Any thoughts on that topic?
We don't change anything that we're doing, just like we did all other 5 games that we have won. We come in prepared, confident, and we come to play.
Tell me something about Josh Bledsoe that we don't know.
He is a dancer. He likes to dance. Every time it's a song that comes on, you see him over there in his locker just, you know what I'm saying, doing little moves and stuff like that.
Josh Bledsoe, tell us something about Tyree Gillespie that we don't know.
Tyree is a drum major.
Drum major?
For the Mizzou football locker room.
You have to elaborate on this.
Well, the little video that went viral in our locker room, I was probably the lead reader in that.
There you go. Hey, guys, thanks for being here tonight. Sincerely appreciate it. Best wishes the rest of the way. Tyree Gillespie from Ocala, Florida, and Josh Bledsoe from Houston, Texas. Tiger Talk continues after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
What's the mark of a true fan? Someone who shows up game after game, supporting their team no matter what. Celebrating the wins. Hanging in there through the tough times. Passionate and vocal. Loyal and consistent. At Great Southern Bank, that's how we feel about our communities. Proud to be a part of the team, showing up day after day, ready to help however we can. Great Southern Bank. We're fans too. Member FDIC.
As the advances of technology improve our workplaces, shouldn't our office furnishings advance as well? Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Interactive collaborative spaces, multi-purpose conference and training areas, as well as adjustable height desk systems, can allow you the flexibility for a more productive and healthy work environment. Come by our expanded showroom or contact our design department, because with Samco, work just got better.
Mizzou football strives for excellence on and off the field, from the classroom to practice and all the way through game day. The men and women of the Eastern Missouri laborers and their contractors also strive for excellence. You only need to look at the south end of Faroe Field to see such an example of Mizzou, Eastern Missouri laborers and their contractors teaming up, striving for excellence. Use union laborers for your next project. To learn more, go to LiunaBuildsMo.com.
Incredible athletes know the right nutrition can make all the difference. And the same is true for your incredible dog or cat. The advanced nutrition of Purina Pro Plan is available in more than 80 formulas, with one that can help your pet break through to their best self. Find the formula that's right for your pet with a food recommendation from our experts at ProPlan.com/myplan. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Feel the power. Feel the speed. Feel extreme. Tiger fans, get extreme, powered by Mediacom, and experience streaming so real you can feel it. Whether you're live streaming the game or streaming your favorite series with supercharged speeds up to 1 gig and powerful whole home Wi-Fi, you're in it. Our 100% gigabit technology network was built to take you further. Get ready to feel it. Extreme, powered by Mediacom.
To all of our first responders, active military, veterans, and retirees, there's only one thing Ford can say for your commitment and bravery. Thank you. So please enjoy this special offer. It's just another way to show our gratitude for all that you've done. Qualifying military personnel can now get additional bonus appreciation cash on top of most current offers. Visit buyfordnow.com today.
Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. Say Insurance, they believe car insurance should be simple so drivers know what they're paying for and why. Let Shelter Insurance take you to the zoo this season. Find an agent near you, shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou. They'll register you for a chance to win 2 tickets to a Tiger home game during the 2019 season. Barry Odom is alongside. We're going to take our final break. Back after this with the head coach on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Oh! Happens every time!
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Tiger Talk from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. IMG College, Barry Odom is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Tigers on the road this week. Missouri traveling to Nashville to take on the Commodores of Vanderbilt. And Vandy comes in 1-5 on the season. But the one thing that you look at with this team that stands out from an offensive standpoint, they got really three, I think, dynamic playmakers in Vaughn's the running back, Pinkney the tight end, and Lipscomb the wide receiver.
They do, and I would expect to get, you know, I don't know how many snaps that we'll play on defense on Saturday, but we're going to get a heavy dose of their tailback. And, you know, whether it's, you know, him at the tailback position or at the wildcat spot, however they decide to line up. But I know we're going to get their best shot. Derek's a heck of a coach. And, you know, he'll have a scheme ready for us. We'll need to play our best. We've had a great week of preparation. But also, they've got, you know, when you got three guys, one in the run game, two in the pass game, you know, it's reason for concern. We'll need to play really, really well.
What do you think about them from a defensive standpoint?
You know, they pressure a lot.
30 front, right?
Yeah, they pressure a lot from the second level. They bring a guy from different areas. And the thing you can't do is all of a sudden end up in a number of third and longs, and that's what they want to do. They want to create tackle for loss, disruptive plays, those things. We've got to settle in. That's what I talked about earlier on having the ability to run the ball that's so important for us, and that'll open some things up in the pass game.
Safe travels. Great to see you.
Thanks,
you.
Mike.
Good luck.
Yep,
that's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. That does it for Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
From Cheerleader Pub and Grill, Tiger Talk has been presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.